Schumer vows he'll fight tooth and nail to restore funding cuts after a $325 billion highway funding bill would take $95 million in annual federal aid for mass transit in New York and other northeastern states and distribute it across the nation. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which runs Metro North Commuter Railroad, the Long Island Railroad, and the New York City Subway System, received $84.8 million in 2014 under the 5340 program, a.k.a. the High Density States program. MTA stands to take the biggest hit if the cuts go through. The amendment to end the so-called Northeast Regional Preference was offered by Republican Washington Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler. Here she is speaking on the House floor.
It's an issue of fairness, Mr. Speaker. The idea that seven states have available to them more money than all 50 states combined isn't fair to the communities in my state or yours or in the other 43 states.
Schumer argues that half the trips on mass transit in the country are taken in New York State and says transit authorities have already budgeted in the expectation of receiving funding. He stresses both upstate and downstate New York will suffer negative impacts if the funding is eliminated.
New York City, Long Island, and Hudson Valley, the MTA received $71 billion. In addition, other agencies in the Hudson Valley, like Westchester, Rockland, all the way up to Middletown and Poughkeepsie, received $4.1 million. Long Island, in addition to the MTA, received $2.3 million. The Capital Region, $2.5 million. Central New York, $2 million. Western New York, $3.6 million. Rochester Finger Lakes, $2.7 million. Southern Tier, $1 million. North Country, $475,000.
Schumer may get some help to save the funding from the other side of the aisle. Oneida County Congressman Richard Hanna is on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and is reportedly trying to lead Northeastern lawmakers in a protest over the proposal to cut the program. Capital District Transportation Authority CEO Carm Bazile says his agency is in the advocacy/lobbying mode. He warns cuts could reduce service.
I can't tell you exactly what would happen, but we would have to quickly review our service complement and review our capital plan and decide how we would reduce our budget by $2.5 million accordingly. Most likely, our services would need to be reviewed, and there's likely to be less service if this were to happen than if it didn't happen. That's not good for people who use buses.
Dutchess County transit officials could not be reached for comment. There's more information at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.